Schools in Kent started on time this week after teachers approved a last-minute contract agreement. But the contentious negotiations left many union members feeling frustrated, and they voted on a resolution requesting that two school board directors resign. More from KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
Christy Padilla is president of the Kent Education Association. She says after teachers approved the contract agreement, they voted unanimously on a resolution calling for school board directors Karen DeBruler and Debbie Strauss to step down. Padilla says teachers are frustrated that Strauss and DeBruler have supported Superintendent Calvin Watts, even after the union took a vote of no confidence in his leadership. And she says teachers hold the two board members responsible for setting strict parameters on teacher pay increases, in spite of additional money the district is getting from the state.
They're good people, but at the same point, they have to realize that their leadership might be doing more harm to the community than it is helpful.
DeBruler and Strauss didn't respond directly to requests for comment. Watts said in a statement that the district is aware of the union's requests for them to resign. He acknowledged this has been a challenging summer, but said the board is committed to ensuring financial solvency for the school district. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.